Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report. And this is for December 13th, 2023. This is episode number 82 on Shake and Wake Radio. And the show is hosted, obviously, most of you know this by now, by Roger Landry, myself, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in as soon as I get through this weekly opening. But these are things I feel that everybody needs to know and understand as we proceed with our show each week. Okay, the title of today's show is Compromising Our Military and National Security. Let me go over that one more time. It's a little longer than titles I usually pick out, but I thought it had to be stated this way. And it's compromising our military and national security. All right, so let's finish up with this opening here. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Why do I say that? Well, just take a look at all of the censorship. Take a look at all of the congressmen and the senators we send to Washington to do our bidding and don't. And I could go on and on. The fact is that what we are being prevented from doing is the mission of the Liberty Beacon Project. It is to find the workarounds to give you the information you need to know to understand the actual world you live in today. This show airs a weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who has been a personal friend of mine for about a dozen years. Very, very good people. And also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlow Radio. Look, I go through this every week, but I'm going to say it again because hopefully at least maybe one of you a week would catch on to this concept and actually do this. Of all the platforms I mentioned, especially Shake and Wake, again, because Annie is a personal friend of mine, if you are somebody who donates to Shake and Wake on a regular basis or, again, any of these platforms, but not regularly, okay, meaning every single month, then the best thing you can do for these platforms is not necessarily give them more, but give them the security of knowing what they're going to get. And how do you do that? Again, if you do 25 here, 50 there, 25 there, 50 there, you add it all up, you've got $150, okay? That's what you gave over the course of the year. Divide that by 12, okay? It's going to be a little bit over $10 a month. Next time you go in to make a donation, check that $12.50 a month and make it a monthly reoccurring donation. You haven't really given any more, although I encourage you to do so if you can and you wish to. You haven't given any more than you usually give, but you've given them the peace of mind to know that each month they're going to have a base level of funds coming in. And if they want to give you bigger, better, better, faster, that's one of the most important things for them, is knowing what the reoccurring income is going to be. Okay, Stephen, I ask you every week. Have I got that right?
I believe so. I can't refute it.
And I got to tell y'all, if he could, he would. But the point here is, these are platforms you are listening to. You're listening to the show on it right now. Want to keep them solid? Want to give them the ability to give you bigger, badder, better, faster? Again, not necessarily increasing the amount, although do that if you can, but making it a reoccurring monthly donation. All right, so let's move on. Look, our mission is to keep you armed with vital truth as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of this show, TLVTalk.com. And I am the founder and managing director of TLV Talk, as well as the Liberty Beacon Project. This is something we feel you can use to have the discussions you need with the people who actually know what they're talking about, but aren't allowed to talk about it. As long as you're not breaking the law on TLB Talk, you can talk. And the capabilities of that social media platform are not only good, but they're about to take a huge leap forward. And we may be giving you capabilities nobody else is. But that's for a future show. So, TLBTalk.com is the sponsor of this show. Please go there and say what needs to be said. Also, a link to any references used for this show's presentation will be included in tomorrow's article, the show article, published on our flagship, thelibertybeacon.com, by noon central every Thursday, including active links to other pertinent data points and articles that may lend credence or more information to this topic. So, that's the opening, and that's about the quickest I've gotten through it in a long time, Steve. Am I talking faster, or am I leaving something out?
I don't know. I don't think you left anything out.
I didn't either, but maybe I just, maybe I'm just getting into the beat of doing this and doing it quickly. But anyway, here we go with the main topic. So let me start out again with the title, Compromising Our Military and Our National Security. Okay, so let's go through some points here. Let's start this all off with a quick explanation as to why I'm even qualified to state my opinion on a topic like this. Okay, most of you may know some of this. Some of you don't know any of this. First off, I spent 8 years in the United States Navy nuclear submarine fleet as both an electronics technician and a sonar technician. Again, the nuclear submarine fleet for 8 years. Then I worked for Raytheon, which is part of one of the biggest companies in the military industrial complex, for about 20 years fulfilling government and military contracts. Also spending about 75 to anywhere between 80 and 90% of every year for 20 years outside of the country, fulfilling these contracts. So I spent a lot of time traveling this globe with well over 1 million air miles. Do I have some qualification to talk about this topic? I really do think I do. What we're about to discuss are things I never experienced in my time mentioned with the Navy or with Raytheon. And that time ended just after 2000. Just after 2000. So we're talking, I've been away from this. I got into it in 1971, and I've been away from it for about 20 years, of which 15 going on 16 years now have been in building the Liberty Beacon Project, all of our websites, and TLV Talk. So I've been removed from that for a little bit less than 20 years. But at the same time, it's what I did for a living. It's how I earned an income. It is who I was for 30 years. All right. What we're about to discuss are things I never experienced in any of the time I mentioned, whether it was the Navy or Raytheon. But today, these same issues are paramount in what I must consider is the intentional destruction or weakening of the U.S. military forces. Let me say that again, because I gave you my qualifications. I can look back at this and I can see it at levels most of you can't. But what did I say? I never experienced the issues we're about to go over, whether I worked for the Navy, in the Navy, or for Raytheon. But today, these issues are paramount, and what I must consider is the intentional destruction or weakening of the U.S. military forces. I don't say that lightly, people. And I don't say it as a joke. When I talk about this, when I do an entire show about this, this should tell you I'm in the panic mode. I'm very qualified to talk about this. And what I can see is far beyond what about 90% of you sitting out there can see. And I'm telling you, it's not good. So let's go over a few points that speak to the possibility of catastrophic outcomes in the near future for our military. The supposed biggest, baddest, best military the planet has ever seen. How many times have I told you people you cannot have global governance until the cowboys of the world are brought to their knees? How do you bring the nation with the deadliest, largest, most productive, and most technologically advanced military the world has ever seen to its knees. How do you do that? Well, I've got to tell you something, people. One of the first things you better do is make sure that military can't hurt you. And with that being said, let's continue with the show. Okay? Let's talk some recent changes in the military. And before I go on with that, Stephen, you got anything to put in at this point? Because basically what I'm saying is this ain't good. It's not good at all. And it's intentional.
No, you're good to go.
All right. Thank you, Steve. And if you've got something, please jump in, okay?
Uh-huh.
So let's talk about some recent changes in the military, okay? First, they made it so that most wouldn't even wish to volunteer due to the wokeness. Transsexuals and openly gays and the jab mandates, which most people had done their own homework and said, you ain't putting that poison in me. And they were right. But yet, what did Joe Bob say? Okay? You either do what you're told or you're out. And this included people all the way up to and including those who are maybe less than a year away from retirement. But Joe Bob steps up to say, do it or bye-bye. And that's getting a little bit ahead. So let's continue where we're at, okay? Then after the trans and gays, okay, you have to let them in. You've got to make them a part of the military. Then, okay, after these people say, no, I'm not volunteering, I'm not signing up, they realize that they are short of people. So they intend to fill the gaps with foreigners that may not actually be loyal to America, but instead have ulterior motives. We're talking about non-citizens. We're talking about people who entered the country illegally. So you're taking somebody who went around what your government says you need to do to enter this country. We're taking somebody whose very first action in this country was a massively illegal action, and you're going to put them in our military? Yeah. Okay. And where are these new recruits coming from? Well, I think I just gave you a hint on that. What about, listen to me, 6 million illegals. Some say 5.5, others say as high as 6 million. I'm thinking it may be more than 6 million, because when you depend on government numbers, if it is in their favor, they are always lowballed. So I will go with what most civilian or outside sources say, which is that close to 6 million illegals have crossed the border so far in Joe Bob's watch, Joe Biden, since he's been president.
Hey, Roger.
Yeah.
Can you say sabotage from within?
That's exactly where we're going, and you hit the nail right on the head. And we're going to get into that. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. That's what I mean by him jumping in when he can, because that's the perfect point right now. With about 6 million illegals crossing so far on Joe Bob's watch, how many have actually been or could have been checked out fully? How many of them had documents with them? How many of them had any type of a document that they could put into a computer and look and say, okay, you're cool. Yeah, we got your whole history. You came from... Yeah, okay. You came from Argentina. All right. Yeah, and you work for this company. Oh, no, you're cool. You're good. Go on. How many? Would you care to bet that number so close to zero? It's insane. But how many of them were just released into the general population with orders to report to court on such and such a day? And how many of them do you think do that? We're talking 6 million since Joe Bob took office. We're talking in the last 25 years, it is estimated the number could exceed, with Joe Bob's 6 million, 30 million illegals in America. Or about 8.5 to 9% of our population, people. And if that doesn't shock the crap out of you, I don't know what does. But those that came 15 years ago have integrated into the system. Those that came 10 years ago have integrated into the system. They never came through with the numbers we are seeing now. But then we didn't have a global plandemic, and no, that wasn't a mistake. And no, we didn't have this happening all across the planet right now. It's happening in England. It's happening in France. It's happening in Italy. And some of these countries are saying, hold on a minute, we ain't doing this no more. But America is saying, go on in. Not only have we got money for you, but hey, how would you like to join the army? But again, let me not jump too far ahead, okay? With about 6 million illegals crossing so far on Joe Bob's watch, how many have actually been checked out at any level that would give this government confidence that they are not here to do something totally the opposite of what they're telling you they're here to do? How many? And the answer is so close to none, it's insane. And then you just turn around and let them go into the population. How many listening to this can't find the insanity in that? How many? And if you did it to 1,000 people, I'd be worried. But if you do it to 6 million, are you freaking kidding me? No, I'm not. I'm not kidding you at all. How many of you remember Roger telling you that Joe Bob was a traitor? That he was committing treason against we the people? Openly committing treason against we the people. And I'm sure most of you are going, what the hell are you talking about? When Joe Bob gets sworn in, and the whole world watches this, everybody in America, but it's pretty much transmitted across the entire planet. When any president is sworn in, he swears to protect all Americans from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That is his ultimate job, okay? And when we have a president who refuses to close, what's the first thing this guy did when he jumped into office? First thing he did was stop the wall being built. And then he started selling off pieces of the wall. He started selling it. Yeah. Basically to ensure that the wall wouldn't be completed. But again, this is about the military. So what we are looking at is an avenue that is intentionally kept open to allow a massive influx of illegals, of which how many of them are being planted here. No, I'm not joking. But let's do a little bit of math on something else. Let's figure out just these 6 million, not anything that came before them, okay? What's the cost of this insanity? We've talked about the security of it, and we'll go back to that, but what's the cost, people? Not of all 30 million of them that are probably in this country, but of just the 6 million that have walked across the border in a very narrow period of time, almost like it was planned, huh? What's the cost of this insanity? 6 million additional people on the U.S. support ticket. That ticket pays into them approximately $20,000 per individual per year. That includes all of their food, their clothing, their housing, their transportation, their schooling, their medical, etc. So $20,000 a year is probably on the cheap side. So you've got 6 million people on Joe Bob's watch, each taxing you, this country, who pays the taxes? $20,000 per year, and it's probably higher. I'm lowballing this. That's $120 billion. What could that money be used for? That's $120 billion per year that you and I have to pay. And that number is consistently and constantly going up. Because there's about 12,000 illegals coming across that border daily now. How much can America not have because our government won't do its job and secure the border? How much can Americans not have because Joe Bob is committing treason, knowing full well what's crossing that border and refusing not only to secure the border, but there were rumors, and I don't know if they're true, so I'll just mention it, that there were people that were paid to go and weld some of those border gates open so they couldn't be closed. Not a joke, people. Why is it that a supermajority of all illegals crossing the southern border, here we go again, are males of military age, say between 18 and 45? A vast majority of all of these millions of illegals that are crossing our southern border are males of military age. You would think that if all of these people are escaping tyranny, they would have their families with them. And if all of them were coming from South America, their families would make that trip with them. So my next point, why are so many coming from countries that would surely be our enemies if a conflict started? There are a whole lot of them coming from China and a whole lot of them coming from Russia. Not a joke, people. These are two countries that have sworn on the graves of their parents that they will bring America to her knees. So how many of these Russians and these Chinese coming across the southern border illegally and getting caught and then released into the American population, how many of them are here to do something you wouldn't want them to do? How many of these are enemy combatants planted in key places across America to be ready to act when the signal is given? Look, people, I have spent my entire adult life up until 15 years ago working with the military at a very high level clearance, working with them, strategizing with them, understanding them. Nothing I am telling you today is a push. Nothing I am telling you today hasn't already been mentioned to me by others I have worked with. Nothing I am telling you today is an exaggeration. If you don't think America is being set up to fail in a massive way, then you haven't been looking at anything we've been saying. How much land that China has purchased in America borders U.S. bases or airfields? Believe it, they do. Or other strategic assets. And could these pieces of land they bought close to American security areas, could they be used to house said hidden combatants that are here waiting for the word to go out? Well, these are properties, and especially farmland properties, owned by the Chinese government. I don't think they'd have too much of a problem putting these people up, do you? I do know that there is an island of sanity there. Arkansas has made it a fact that China cannot buy farmland in Arkansas. Yes, they won't put up with it. End of story. And if everybody or every state in this union decided to do that, that would eliminate a very large staging area for the takedown of America. And when you have 2 million people coming across the border illegally, average per year, with Joe Bob in there, 2 million? and it's been happening for 3 years. There has never been an invasion of any country that consisted of 6 million people coming across their border. Yet. Yet. So now we've just gone over the land that's being purchased by China. How about why is a Chinese spy balloon permitted to traverse the entire USA without any action, crossing over several secure and restricted military installations, taking continuous photos and sending them back to China? And it wasn't taken down by our military until it crossed over the U.S., continental U.S., and into the Atlantic Ocean. We were told that they couldn't take it down over land because it may have hurt someone. This thing came across northern Alaska, came down the southern coast of western Canada, hit the United States, and went all the way across the northern part of the United States to the Atlantic Ocean. I can tell you, having lived in Montana, they could have taken it down and not hurt anybody. I could tell you every single state across that border, the border with Canada. I can tell you all the way down from Alaska to the United States, that where it traversed Canada. I can tell you across northern Alaska, they could have taken that thing down 10,000 times and not hurt anybody. Now, you're talking to somebody who spent 30 years doing this stuff for the military industrial complex, the technology. You try to tell me that the reason a spy balloon was allowed to traverse the entire United States over military installations, that the last thing you would want is aerial photography done that close. Not from a satellite, from a balloon. Anybody who thinks there's any sanity in this, I've got to tell you something. When I brought up the word treason, I wasn't joking. Because again, anybody who tells you that that balloon couldn't have been taken down because it would have harmed people is an absolute and blatant liar. Oh, gee, that would be Joe Bob too, wouldn't it? Does that surprise anybody? Does that surprise you, Steve, that Joe Bob would say we couldn't take it down because it might have hurt somebody?
No.
How stupid.
They don't worry too much about satellites falling out of the sky.
No, but the point here is you're aware of the northern part of the United States, the western border of Canada, and across the northern part of Alaska. They could have taken that balloon down 10,000 times. They didn't.
There's hundreds and hundreds of square miles that people have never even seen or set foot on.
I agree. I lived in northern Montana, 30 miles away from the Canadian border, and the tallest thing around us was when a groundhog stuck its head out of a hole. And we're talking about open land with tens, if not 20, if not 50,000 acres all around us. They could have dropped that balloon anywhere. They didn't. So, anyway, how close are we to a break? Should I stop it now, Steve?
I mean, you can. We got within a minute. Less than a minute.
All right. Let me say one more thing here, then, and then we'll roll into that, okay? If you stop to consider that balloon, if you stop to consider the fact that the southern border has been left open, okay, which compromises U.S. security, if you consider that that balloon traversed the entire United States, which compromised our security, if you consider that in both cases it was Joe Bob who signed off on it and our military leaders that agreed with him. Time for a break, and I'll take a breath.
All right, we're back in 60 seconds, folks, if I can find my mouse.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, everybody. And yes, TLB Talk. Look, again, there are... There's far too many people today who are being shut down, far too many people today whose voices you can't hear and you need to, far too many people today who have been robbed of their very basic right of freedom of speech. And this is getting worse. If you need a place where you can have a discussion with those you trust to pass a word on and so forth, then do me and yourself a favor. Go to tlbtalk.com. Even if you don't want another social media platform where you're going to bring in a lot of friends and talk about your picnic last week or whatever, if the only reason you go to tlbtalk.com is because you are going to set up a group, invite the people you need to have discussions with, and have the discussions you need, if that's the only thing you use TLB Talk for, I'm going to be extremely grateful, because that was the basic reason that it was put together to start with. So if you need a place where you can talk, where you and your friends, where you and the people who count on you for the truth can talk, if you need a place, go to tlbtalk.com. Yes, you have to, obviously you have to become a member, but it doesn't cost you anything. And then set up a group and invite your friends in, especially if you've lost a group somewhere else. Invite your friends in and continue your discussion. The worst thing that can happen today is if we stop talking to each other, is if we stop sharing information, because it is so bad out there. We are being led astray in so many directions today that if we don't have a place where we can go to check the authenticity of what is going on around us, then we will find ourselves being submerged into it. And eventually, I don't know, catastrophic results. This is what everybody else is talking about, right? So anyway, let's get back to the military and the destruction of the military. Okay, so how many of these are enemy combatants planted in key places across America to be ready to act when the signal is given? And this is where I was talking about the military aged, which is a massive majority of the makeup of those coming across the border, military aged males. Okay, so why are soldiers, listen to me now, because this has bugged the crap out of me beyond anything you can believe. Why are soldiers kicked out of a tank crew? And they were. Why were soldiers kicked out of tank crews and the military if they were not vaccinated? You either needed to be vaccinated, because the last thing we wanted you to do is get COVID in that tank. So you had to be vaccinated so there couldn't be any COVID in that tank. And if you don't, we're kicking you out. Except even at that point in time, Joe Bob and the military administration knew full well that these things could not prevent you from getting COVID. They could not prevent your body from storing COVID, and they could not prevent you from sharing it with others. So now we have military individuals who may have had 15, 18 years in the service, and it only takes 20 years to retire from the military with a full pension. So we may have had people that have been in, like I said, for 15, 18 years, and because they knew how dangerous this vaccine was, they weren't going to get it. So they get kicked out. And in most cases, not just out of the tank, but out of the military because they refused to do what they were told. Only later on, the entire world, this information is going viral all over the world, stating to everybody who has ears or reading it, anybody who has eyes, that these things won't keep you from getting it, won't keep your body from storing it, and won't keep you from giving it to others. But how many seriously skilled tank people did you kick out of the army? How many? How many did you kick out of the submarine fleet? How many did you kick out of small airplanes? How many crews? How many did you kick out of? Would you like me to go on? Because each and every one of these people, and a lot of people in the military were affected by this, and a lot of people who would have reenlisted said, screw you, and walked out. They knew these vaccines, which they're not vaccines, would not keep you from getting it, would not keep your body from storing it, would not keep you from shedding it, which meant that everybody vaccinated in that tank should have been kicked out the same day you were. But they weren't, were they? As a matter of fact, you are less dangerous with natural shedding than they are with what? Vaccine shedding. This is why you constantly hear me using the word treason. They knew that these things would not be effective. The only thing, and that's what these major vaccine companies have come out to say, like Pfizer, the only thing they will do is you won't feel as bad. But you will still get it, and your body will still store it, and you can still get people sick around you. You just won't feel as bad. Now, I'm going to kick you out of the army because you won't take a vaccine that won't do anything that I'm requiring you to do. Listen to me, people. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to kick this one out of the military because he won't do what this one is doing. But what this one is doing doesn't cover anything I'm kicking that guy out for doing. Everybody who was vaccinated and in close quarters was even more dangerous than anybody who didn't get the jab. But the people who didn't get the jab were the ones that were kicked. Does that make sense to you, Steve? Huh?
No.
It's so plus, stupid. It's insane.
Plus, they're also taking seniors now.
Yes. They don't have much choice. But let's continue with that, because when I get done with this, I would like to have a discussion. But I'm going to segue into a short article that I would love to bring some pieces out to everybody.
You know, I just thought about it. 2 years ago, they made people retire at 60, but now they're going to take seniors at 60 and above.
Yeah, I know. Hey, maybe I should go back to the nuclear submarine fleet, huh? Yeah. Okay. So why was our military coerced or forced into taking a jab that does nothing a vaccine is supposed to do, but has been proven to be the most dangerous pharmaceutical product that humanity has used in, I don't know, forever? Why? Why am I going to – now, you – we've been talking about treason this whole time. Would you care to explain to me, anybody – and obviously, I can't hear what you're saying. Would anybody care to explain to me why the government – and this was the military. This was the military that did this. Why would a government go in and intentionally, okay, destroy the careers of a large portion of their standing military for absolute lies? Why? Why isn't Joe Bob securing the border? Why? Why is Joe Bob telling you you need to take a vaccine, or was telling you you need to take a vaccine that doesn't work in order to stay? So if you take it, Nothing has changed. You're still as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than you were before. But now you're okay. Now you can stay. How many people in the military do you think understood this? How many people in the military, like I said, who were about to re-enlist said, screw you? And what did that do to the U.S. military? And anybody who thinks that this was just a couple of mistakes put together that may have some bad results, no. This couldn't have been done unless it was done intentionally. So now I have a bunch of openings in the military that I'm finding harder and harder to fill. So let's continue with these points, okay? Okay, so why was our military coerced or forced into taking a jab that does nothing? We've gone over that, and let's figure out a little bit more some of the other reasons why people will not join the military today that may have 2 or 3 years ago. Okay, why are transsexual and outwardly gay persons allowed to serve in close quarters such as tanks, aircraft, and submarines, knowing full well this will cut down severely on those volunteering for those positions? That's not a guess, people. That's an absolute fact. And the research has been done on it. Okay, so again, let's go over this again. Why are trans and outwardly gay persons, and I got nothing against them, okay? Why are these people allowed to serve in close quarters such as tanks, aircraft, and submarines, knowing full well this will cut down severely on those volunteering for those positions or uncomfortable in that position, thus interfering with their focus? In other words, all of a sudden, I'm somebody who is the main person on a piece of sensitive equipment, sensor equipment, sensitive, really high-tech equipment. And I'm the only one who can focus down on that enough to give us what we need to make this military mission successful. And they just put somebody standing next to me who is a transsexual. And this person is making me extremely uncomfortable. I've never had to put up with that. I've been in the military for 18 years. And all of a sudden, all of my attention, which needs to be focused on that piece of equipment in front of me, it is that difficult to come up with a good, solid answer for my skipper. But right now, my attention is divided between that screen and who's standing next to me. And anybody who thinks Roger's making too much of this, you're a moron. Because I'm not. And this, to me, is a massive disrupting factor. And it is. But nobody looks at it that way. Or nobody has had the time or, the career I've had working both in and for the military as well as the government. In other words, working this entire triad for 30 years. Everything I've told you today, the anger you hear in my voice, I always felt that the U.S. military would be here to protect us, that the U.S. military was undefeatable, that the U.S. military had the technological edge, that the U.S. military would keep America the home of the free and the brave forever. And you know what? I don't think that anymore. And this is not being done by accident, people. You cannot destroy a massive military machine like America has in 3 years unless it's choreographed. You can't do it. But it's been done. You couldn't pay me to go back into the military today. You couldn't. And I'm wondering how many other people in America are saying that, which is exactly why when you come across the border and you're about 30 years old and you're male, and one of the things that person you're talking to who's going to send you over to the detention center is, you know, they're looking for people about your age in the military right now. That may be a good thing for you to talk to so-and-so about. Anybody here think I'm kidding? Because I'm not. I told you we would have an article And I always like to bring in an article I can give you some pieces of. So let's take this to the next step and see how all of this is being dealt with by said military branches. Okay. And the title of the article is Surrendering Our U.S. Military to Illegal Invaders. Oh, gee, does that sound like something Roger would pick to go along with what he just told you? The title again, Surrendering Our U.S. Military to the Illegal Invaders. Let me get through this. It's not a long article, but I want you to see or to hear or to feel someone else's perspective. And then see if the two marry well, okay? This is by M.B. Matthews. Migrants are here illegally. And what he does for the sake of brevity is he calls it illigrants. So if I say illigrants going forward, you know that's illegal immigrants, and that's his word, not mine. So migrants here illegally or illigants are now welcome in the U.S. military and, in fact, are being encouraged to enlist. Oh, gee, I think I just mentioned that. All expenses paid, of course. There is no different than turning our military over to the enemy. And he's seeing this as well as Roger. He's looking at this going, are you insane? Fox News said the ongoing migrant crisis at the southern border is breaking new records, and multiple marks have been set since September. As the crisis deepens into its third year and Washington struggles to agree on solutions, the latest record was smashed Tuesday with over 12,000 encounters at the southern border in one day. It marked the highest total for a single day ever recorded. Wait a minute. Didn't Joe Bob get on TV the other day and say, the border's secure? There's nothing wrong with the border. 12,000 people came across that freaking border illegally in one day. Who the hell believes anything Joe Bob says? I mean anything. The record, this record, yeah, is one of a number that have been broken in recent months. It was revealed in October that fiscal 2023 set a new record for migrant encounters at the southern border with 2.4 million migrant encounters, outpacing the record set in fiscal year 2022. 2.4 million. With the influx of upwards to 12,000 immigrants in one day, most of them military-age males, and with the reluctance of native-born Americans to join pronoun-intensive, drag-woke military, our brass is finding it hard to keep and get American males to enlist because the latter just don't believe in what the wokesters have done to the military. Oh, gee! Is he sounding like Roger? Maybe just a little. At least our citizens care about the country, but do the brass. Immigrants certainly don't care about wokeness and will sign up in a heartbeat to get those three hot meals and a cot and maybe even learn a trade and get paid. What have they got to lose? What do any of these immigrants have to lose? 5 million, some say 6 million, immigrants have entered America since Biden took office. This is fatally reckless, something else Roger's been saying. We have a border and we have laws against illegal immigration because we don't want criminals and spies in our midst who have waited decades to take America down from within. Oh, gee, he's sounding more like Roger. Immigrants have no allegiance to America. They were not born here. They have no notable notion of our history and the blessings of living in the best country in the world. And they don't know about the blood and sweat soaked into every fiber of the parchment on which our Constitution was written. They are in it for personal security and would essentially be, listen to me, mercenaries beholding to whomever gave them the most. Mercenaries, not soldiers, not sailors, not airmen, not Coast Guard men. Mercenaries. Worse, a large influx of immigrants into our armed forces would put America at risk for an internal coup. Should the sinister powers that be organize them into a traitorous mob that sees no problem with overtaking America for foreign interests, what would keep immigrants from fighting for the ones who promise the most? If Russia says, if China says, here's the key, here's the note, here's your starting whistle, go do it. And when you do, we're going to put you all up on a pedestal. We're going to give you all a bunch of money, and you're all going to be heroes. And what do you think they're going to do? They have no allegiance to America. But we're going to put them in hardcore military installations, not only across America, but across the world. KTRH Radio in Houston reported, Biden's woke military continues to struggle with recruiting, but may start filling the ranks with scores of single military-age men streaming across the southern border. Retired, listen to this, people. This is where you start to understand a little more. Retired Army captain and JAG lawyer Sean Timmons calls it the perfect opportunity. I did say that. The perfect opportunity. Luring unsuspecting applicants who are economically depressed or economically desperate into the ranks is one of the mechanisms for recruiting, he says. But there is no guarantee foreign-born soldiers would remain loyal to the U.S. We've uncovered, this is this JAG, retired JAG officer talking, we've uncovered Chinese espionage rings on active duty in the American military, literally serving as Chinese migrants or immigrants, cloaked as impoverished rice field workers when they are really under the direction of the Chinese government as spies. My God. It seems like most of what I told you in the first half of this show is being in not word for word and not in the exact context, but they're all being tagged as reality. This is why I always bring you a second opinion. Let me continue. I call that a recipe for disaster. They are coming here from Iran, China, Honduras, Venezuela, Russia, and God knows where else. Why there isn't a monumental American outcry about this is staggering. Part of the reason is because the government constantly gets on mainstream media, which still a vast majority or a majority of the Americans watch, and constantly says our southern border is secured. All this stuff is a bunch of crap. Don't listen to it. Which means that he's not only somebody who's committing treason, he's perpetuating that treason because he knows that isn't true at all. We must not allow any immigrants into our military. Make them jump through our lengthy immigration process first. Prove who you are. Prove what you've done. Prove where you've been. Prove what you're willing to do. Don't just come across a border illegally and then expect to be thrown into a high-tech field or standing next and guarding high-tech equipment for the United States military a couple of days later. Are you kidding me? If someone breaks into your house, eats your food, and takes your money to live, you don't ask them to guard your vegetable garden, your power supply, your house, your pets, your children, or your car. You do everything you can to isolate yourself from these people immediately. But that's not what we're doing. You come across the border illegally. We know that a vast majority of these people are in this country to do no good. But yet, we're going to put them in the most sensitive place in America. We're going to compromise our security because Biden and his military pundits destroyed the military. And if you think it wasn't done intentionally and it wasn't choreographed to happen this way, what must you do to bring in global governance? You got to bring the cowboys of the world to their knees. The cowboys of the world have the biggest, baddest military the planet has ever seen. So in order to do any of this, wouldn't you think you've got to take the U.S. military to its knees first? Look around you, people. Look around you. This is madness. The Biden administration should be ashamed that native-born Americans won't enlist because they abhor the woke that has happened to the military. But Biden and Mayorkas and Levine are out to lunch on this issue, and our enemies are eating it. How many of them are saying, you know, we couldn't do this before, but hell, it's working for everybody else. Let's send some agents across the southern border. How many? How many? Nothing I told you today is stretched. Nothing I told you today is a lie. Everything I told you today that I said I believe or I feel is based on over 30 years of frontline experience with running the military, with supplying the military, with being in the military, with interfacing with the government, with I did this. This makes me want to puke, people. The only thing keeping America, America, is that everybody else in the world knows you can't beat the American military, so you stay the hell away. How much longer is that going to be true? And how much longer are we going to let the traitors running this country, especially the administrative portion of this country, continue to be traitors against America and continue to take America down to her knees? Because after all, anybody as compromised as Joe Biden is does work for the elitists, the global elitists, and does know is their mechanism for taking the cowboys of the world to their knees. You can't do that without the military. What have I got wrong here, Steve?
You don't get too many things wrong.
Well, would you like to add something?
No, I think it's just going to take something catastrophic to. Well, you know, they've been talking about, Joe Bob's been talking about a cold, dark winter. Yep. And there was a movie that just came out about, or is coming out pretty quick on Netflix here, about probably a EMP attack or a nuclear attack. Attack one or the other. I can't really figure out which one it is.
Hold on. I got to throw something in there right now, because I wrote an article 10 years ago, and others have been screaming about this at the top of their lungs. Our power grid has still not been hardened.
Right, right. No, I mean,
it hasn't been. It should have been. They've been. We have been complaining about this for 20 years, and the government has done nothing.
Well, they can't really harden it because it's got electrics. It's got too many electronics involved in it.
It can be hardened regionally. It can be. There can be areas, and there probably are areas of high security that are already hardened. But we're talking about people like you and me and all around the country. A vast majority of America won't have power. They won't.
Right, right.
They won't have cars either, because nowadays your car runs. It has, solid-state circuits in it, and these EMPs will destroy those solid-state circuits, so your car won't start either.
Most anything made before 1982, somewhere right in there.
That's what I was early about 80s, to say.
Late 70s.
Yeah, I think it's 1979. But anyway, right around 1980, like Steve said, if your car's older than that, it'll start because it doesn't have those internal circuits. It
doesn't have the computers, the electronics.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay, so anything else? I knew it was good to ask you.
No, it's been
That's
been
a good
fun.
Point. It really is.
It's been good. So see everyone next week.